On this episode of the Rise and Rant podcast, we rant about YouTube, discuss some awkward situations, address some items on our bucket list, and talk about first world problems. Thank you for joining us. Make sure to review and subscribe. Welcome to the sixth episode of the Rise and Rant podcast. I'm your host, Baller, joined by the man of mystery, Lee.
Yo, what's up?
We're ready to invigorate your day here. Light a match under your day and get it going.
Yeah, just like a small fire.
Just like a small fire. But it's going to be a hot fire.
It always has to be hot.
Always has to be hot.
Yeah, you've heard of the cold fires, right?
Yeah, the cold fires aren't as good. Yeah. So, World Cup's on.
Yeah.
As we said before, Germany's out. I was a little disappointed that Belgium is out, too.
Yeah.
But that really hurts me. I thought they were going to win. I'm a Belgian-ish. I don't even know what
it's... Belgium-ish.
I'm a Belgian. Is it Belgian?
Yeah, it's Belgian.
Okay. I'm a Belgian, but it would have been nice to see him win. Would have been nice. But unfortunately, that's not to be.
Yeah.
I still have my hopes set that Canada pulls through.
2026.
Yeah, they're going to do it. There's no way they don't.
They're going to qualify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, what have you been up to, Lee?
Nothing much. It's my birthday recently.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, okay, cool. Moving on then. How about you? Nobody cares.
So do you have any interesting news stories?
Yeah.
We want to make sure people know the news.
So
that's important for people, isn't it? You gotta know the news. It's fresh. You gotta keep it fresh.
Oh, shoot. I lost the location, but it was in, like, the Bahamas, one of the tropic, countries.
Okay.
We'll put a link into it with more accurate
things. Of course.
So just dumb people things.
There's a lot of those.
Yeah, but like this one is just recent. This model, woman, went to this Bahama beach or whatever, and she's been living there for a while.
Uh-huh.
And the people in the town said, oh, it's really safe to swim with all these nurse sharks.
Nurse sharks?
Nurse sharks.
Nurk.
Nurse. Like nurse. Nurse. Sharks.
What are they? Like they're smaller sharks or something?
They're big sharks, but like they're just called nurse shark.
If a great white shark was a 10 out of 10 on the scale of size for a shark, what would be a nurse shark?
They're the size of like the person, a normal human being.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're pretty long. So they said it's safe to swim into this little shallow pool with a bunch of sharks inside, and it's like an awesome picture.
Yeah.
So.
Gotta do it for the gram.
Yeah. So she decides that, you know what? I'm gonna go swim with these sharks by herself. So she goes there, she lays down, and there's this video of her just laying in the water, and then the next clip of the video is the shark biting her hand and pulling her down.
Oh my gosh.
She's fine.
We wouldn't tell the story if
she
wasn't
fine. Yeah, I know. She's fine. She's out of there, and she says, wouldn't do that again. And I'm like, really?
That's
really?
A shocker. Do you know what the funny thing is about that? Is it loops back to one of our earlier episodes on the podcast when we talked about swimming with sharks.
Yeah.
So people, don't do it. We have evidence that it's not a good idea. And don't ever believe people that say that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, 1 out of 10 might get... No, sorry. 1 out of 13 there might get attacked. But, like, do you want to be that one? Because she clearly didn't want to be that one.
Swimming with sharks. Wow. That's a risky move. I don't know that's definitely worse than skydiving.
Well, with skydiving, if your parachute doesn't blow, you're kind of screwed, aren't
but
you?
But it's just a splatter. Like, and sharks, like, who? They're going to rip you apart.
She was fine, though. It was just a little bite, and then it was like...
Good day. I doubt she's going to be going to the Bahamas again.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No?
But don't swim with sharks, people. Like, come on. We're trying to help you today.
You know, you said you mentioned that shark thing. Where was the video?
I think I saw it on YouTube.
On YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look at that transition, because the round of the day is YouTube. Look at that. It gets smoother every time. I think it's working.
Practice makes perfect, right?
Yeah. This is the sixth episode now, so we better be getting better at this. So YouTube.
Yeah.
There's a lot of problems with it. A lot of good things. A lot of bad things. But of course, on this podcast, we're going to focus mostly on the bad.
Yeah, well, we focus on the good. No one remembers that.
No, that's not funny. Who cares about, oh, YouTube brings people together and you can see funny things? No. First thing I want to touch on are reaction videos.
They're good.
They're horrible. I despise them. Why do I need to see someone reacting to another video that I can watch on my own? I don't care about your reaction. I don't care. Like, who are you for me to care about your reaction to a trailer or to some other video that a YouTuber put up? Like, I'm looking at this right now on YouTube, and there's people that have millions of views on reaction videos. Like, who cares? Who cares about who your reaction is? Like, who are you? Even if you're, like, the most popular person in the universe, I do not care. I do not want to see Dwayne Johnson's reaction video to a movie trailer. He's a great guy.
No, I would.
I think he's great. He's positive. He's awesome. He's a fan person, right? He's a people's person. And yet, I still couldn't care about his reaction to, say, the upcoming trailer for a movie. I don't care. Take that stuff off YouTube. I think it should be banned. There's nothing creative or original about it. These people are, like, flipping out, watching useless stuff. Well, not the stuff. The stuff can actually be pretty funny, but their reaction is useless.
Yeah, okay, wait. I love reaction videos. Reaction videos are, like, funny, like, ridiculous. You watch it just to see them scream or be scared,
you know,
right?
You know, I don't think I'd ever come to this moment, Lee, but sometimes I think you need to be replaced.
I think we should find
someone else.
There's no trade clause.
If anyone wants to apply to take Lee's position as host, please send us a resume and cover letter, and we'll be in contact.
Yeah.
Or I'll be in contact.
I'll start a new website, and it's going to be Rise and the word and rant.com.
Okay. Yeah. You're not going to use the letter N.
Yeah, I'm not going to use the letter N. I'm going to use the full N. That's just how so extra fancy we are. We have an A and a D. Say.
You know, I just don't get them. How could you like them? What about them is funny?
Okay. Not to name drop or anything like that. The React Brothers, they have this series where teens play scary video games.
Okay.
Love that. It's the funniest thing to see how each and every one of them react.
So are those video those teen things posted separately somewhere else? Or no, it's just a video of them and they're watching the teens play?
It's a video. No. It's a video of the teens playing the game.
See, that's different, though. I guess it's sort of a reaction. It's halfway, though, because at the same time, they're making original content.
How is that original? You're playing a game that someone already created.
Yeah, but the thing is, no one. It's not like someone else is putting videos of kids playing and then they're reacting to that video.
Okay, I see where you're going. How about people reacting to scary things? Like, they film your grandmother playing that, like, maze trap, and at the end something pops up and yells. That's a reaction video.
That's hilarious. This is where I draw the line, though. Some of them are making original content, and most of them are just reacting to someone else's content. So, like, when you're filming someone else and then your reaction, that's original because it's within the same video and you came up
now,
with that.
Now you're nitpicking, man.
But when people just have videos up reacting to another YouTube video, like, what are you doing?
Okay, now you're nitpicking. It's like saying, like, oh, you're walking down the street. Oh, no, you see that guy? He's stealing your idea because he's skipping down the street.
No.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
What are you talking about? Who are you? Why are you even here?
As apparently you signed a contract and now I'm stuck for another three videos.
There's no contract.
No trade clause. No, reaction videos are funny. When you see someone go like, oh, what the? I'll give you some leverage on, like, let's say, people reacting to, like, a trailer. I do not like that. It makes no sense. Literally, it's camera to their face and be like, oh.
I know. And it's so overdone.
Yeah, because you have to.
No one needs to see your melodramatic face reactions. Like, get out of here.
You have to.
Go home.
Who would sit there and watch a video of a person watching a video and not do anything?
Well, I don't know. And I don't care. This stuff is nasty. Stop with the reaction videos, people. Just stop.
No.
No one needs to see that stuff. You know what you should do? You should film yourself reacting so you can watch yourself reacting. Look at that. Look how meta that is. Then you can compare your reactions to different things. Do that. Do it on your own time. Keep it off YouTube.
Could you imagine that full, like, a full channel of you reacting to yourself? And then the next week, it's you reacting to yourself. And then you just continue on.
Maybe we should start
as
that.
As an inception.
And just a loop of you reacting to your own by yourself. Just stop with the reaction videos.
There's nothing wrong with it.
There's so much wrong with it.
No.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
But you gotta admit, okay, fine. Take that away. I agree. I'm gonna give you that. I agree that reacting to a trailer is the dumbest thing because they're like 90% fake.
Yeah.
They probably watched it already and was just like, I'm gonna yell at this part.
Yeah, I know.
Or like, ooh.
I need to prepare myself to say this at this part.
I'm gonna spit out water.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. What about the video games, then? People watching people play video games.
Okay. So here's my thing with this. So say if you're into a video game.
Yeah.
For an example, Fortnite.
Okay.
It's a popular game.
Yeah.
A lot of the kids play it these days.
Yeah.
Has some addictive properties to it.
Yeah.
Not the best. But if you really like the game, why would you want to watch someone else play it for hours on end if you can just play it yourself? Like, when in society did it become more fun or something to do to watch someone else play instead of you yourself actually playing? Like, what are you doing? You're not being productive. The only time I could see you doing that is if you want to be better. So you're learning, getting a few tips, but you don't need to be watching them all day. So many people have millions of subscribers watching them. And sometimes it's on at once. Like, they're on Twitch, which is that thing people can watch live or something. I don't even know how it works. But anyways, why are millions of people watching them stream for like 10 hours straight?
Yeah, you know what? Why are people watching?
This is the thought process. I think I have 10 free hours. Why don't I just watch this guy play Fortnite instead of playing it myself?
Yeah, no.
Let me get my popcorn now. I agree with you. And then they donate money to them so they can keep streaming. Like, what?
Yeah, no. Okay, I agree with you. Yeah, why would anyone ever watch something professionally when they could do it themselves? There is nothing in this world, throughout the whole world, that there is at any time people in mass watching a game occur on, per se, a field, a pitch, or ice, you know, instead of just going out there and playing. What? Are you mad that I'm bringing in sports?
How dare you?
Are you mad that I'm bringing
slander
in sports?
The name of sports. How dare you? If there was a concept of sports, I would sue you for defamation right now. That's ridiculous.
Well, I'm glad
There's
you don't
so
have
much different.
What? Okay, what? You're watching a bunch of people play.
Sports, these are people that have spent their lives.
You're telling me people don't
spend
their lives?
Working super hard, years and years, blood, sweat, and tears to be on a field that people pay millions of dollars to have sponsors and things like that.
Have you ever seen the League of Legends
competition? It's not people sitting on a couch. The only thing those people are exercising are their eyes and their fingers. Like, come on. There's not even a comparison there. You're comparing art to garbage.
That's not even a comparison.
I don't care if it's a comparison. That makes no sense.
No, yours make no sense. What's the difference between someone training all their lives to be good at a video game?
They don't train all their lives.
Or chess.
Okay, a game like Fortnite's been out for what? A year?
Yeah, and there's kids playing right now, and they could be playing League
of Legends.
I'm pretty
sure someone like LeBron James spent every day for like 25 years, 30 years getting to where he's at. That's something to watch.
League of Legends, recently, their tournament, $2 million winner. People watched around the world. Their streams, almost 1 million people watch that.
Yeah, okay, I can get the actual event getting people watching, right? Because that's like the finals.
Yeah.
Right? Say like the playoffs in sports. Yeah. But I don't see why people want to watch them training, because that's pretty much what it is.
No one's watching them training. I'm just saying there's people watching them play. You don't see LeBron James practicing on like ESPN.
No,
like,
because
constantly.
That's, yeah, because people don't, like, even if he did do that, people would probably watch. I want to see what he does so they can do it. But that's.
Yeah, and I'm training to play games better.
What? Click, click, click. Unless there's like the 0.001% of people that are going to be really good so they can earn money in those games.
Oh, I'm sorry. Isn't that how sport is too? 0.01%?
Yeah, but like if you're 25 or 30 or like 20 and you're watching some guy playing a video game, you're not going to get to the point where you can be competing, because probably in another year or two, that video game is going to be irrelevant anyways.
I'm going to... I want to say I'm going to prove you wrong, but like I'm way past that.
Okay,
20.
Go. Guys, you heard that. Lee's going to become a professional gamer somehow in the next 2 years.
I'm gonna join the UBC gaming.
What
league.
Game are you gonna do? Obviously not Mario Kart, because you're trash at that.
Oh, okay, calm down now. I could still beat you.
No. Well, these video game streaming things are just ridiculous. Everyone's just staring at the camera screaming when they get shot in Fortnite or some other thing or whatever game they're streaming on. Like, good for you. You can swear. Like, that's not like an impressive thing. Does that make someone funny? Like, see, on this podcast, we challenge ourselves. We don't make inappropriate jokes. We don't need to make inappropriate jokes and swear to be funny. There's other words in the English language and other languages as well. Gosh, it's just disgusting.
To be honest, I've dropped a couple and it's been censored. by the production team, which is baller.
Yeah, production team. We have it's like one of those things where you think there's a team of people behind it, but yeah. Literally two yeah. people.
It's like in the end credit where it comes down and says production team and it's just baller.
Everything is just two names.
Yeah, that's the ending, right? It's just like executive producer, baller.
Yeah. Social media coordinator, baller. All this talk about these videos got me thinking, why don't we post reaction videos of us listening to our podcast? Like, think about how dumb that is. think about how dumb that is.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to watch it and I'm going to be like, oh, that Lee guy.
Yeah.
He knows.
Should we talk in third person?
He knows what it's all about.
Get that stuff off YouTube. It's so much junk. Welcome to the quality.
YouTube does have a lot of videos, though. Like, I understand why you want to get rid of it. I'm looking at this and it drives me crazy. Like, 12K to someone watching...
it's reaction videos.
Like, silly thing.
Okay, so you might have heard the transition music, but we're not done with YouTube yet.
There's just too much.
Another thing we want to discuss is ads. Advertisements on YouTube. Now, I remember back in the day, people would be like, oh, television, you know, has commercials, but at least online you can watch stuff without commercials, right?
I'm glad I'm not that old where there wasn't a time there wasn't any ads.
But I'm confused now. The line's been blurred. The line in the sand's been blurred, people. What is the difference now? Like, on YouTube, yeah, you can watch a lot of stuff. There's shorter videos. Watch exactly what you want. Great. But there's so many ads on them. I've gone to videos that are 15 minutes long, and they have, like, four ads. Every, like, whatever.
See, that's what I don't understand. I remember, like, at least with TV shows, you know, like, every 5 minutes. No, or, like, at the beginning, in the middle, yeah. and at the end, there's one ad there, right?
Yeah.
Now, YouTube's like, I'm going to randomly put one at 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
Yeah. Like, don't do that to me. Don't make me sweat trying to figure out what's going to happen next. It's like they're about to say something that the actual content of the video, and then they just have an ad.
Yeah. And I remember, you remember the old times where, like, you could skip it, and there's, like, a little skip button on the
now
side?
Now it's like you got to watch it for
You have to watch
seconds.
The whole thing. And I'm
if I see another ad for Grammarly, I'm going to toss my laptop out the window.
I use Grammarly.
And that's not a sponsorship. We're not trying to sponsor Grammarly.
No.
I'm sure it's a great product. See, but what is it?
We would pander to everyone, not you, Grammarly. We don't want yours.
There's nothing wrong with your product.
There's nothing wrong. We just don't want you.
I don't
want
to see it on my computer every time I watch a YouTube video.
Yeah, you done us wrong. Gosh, us so wrong.
It shocks me. Oh, and sometimes the ads are so random. Like, yeah. I've got ads for cleaners, house cleaning. Like, oh, use this soap. Like, no.
I
use Dawn, people, for my dishes. I don't want to use anything else.
Okay, calm down now. No one's sponsoring us yet. The ads that bugs me the most, that gets me riled up, is the ones that when I'm watching Tasty, I'm trying to, like, eat, and I'm trying to make food, and it just cuts in the middle, and it's, like, 2 minutes long.
No, and then your hands are dirty.
Yeah, you can't hit the skip. You watch it, and you're just like, this is ridiculous. I just want to make my food.
It's a national tragedy.
Yeah.
International tragedies ads. And then they say you can pay $5 a month.
To get rid of it.
Okay. And then that's going to become something higher. And it's going to just keep going up and up. And then next thing you know, cable, like, what do you do with that? And then the other thing, this is getting away from YouTube now, but we get off topic sometimes.
Yeah, it's okay.
Is, you know, they have Netflix, right?
Yeah.
$10 a month or whatever. But now, these other companies are trying to get their own on-demand thing. Like, Disney's going to start their own.
Yeah.
And then they're going to take all their stuff off Netflix and charge whatever, $5, $6, $7 a month. And then you're going to have probably a bunch of different ones doing the same thing. And then you're going to have to get all of them if you want to see the different stuff to a price that's probably going to be $30, $40 a month, which, when you start to really do the math, it's going to be probably about the same as cable after a while.
So it's over. Food
for thought,
YouTube,
people.
YouTube ruined everything.
It's just a chain reaction. YouTube,
you did this. It's all your fault.
I don't know. I don't know what to do anymore.
The issue is, like, we were, like, probably against each other throughout other things in YouTube, but ads, we're all for. We're like, you know what? It's piece of crap. I mean, piece of garbage.
Yeah, garbage.
Garbage.
Garbage. Accent on the E.
Was that French?
I don't know what that was.
maybe we'll have someone react to that, right?
Yeah, well, we should pay someone to react to our podcast. Yeah,
Garbage. Ooh!
Oh my gosh!
Oh, spit takes.
They added an accent on the E.
Oh, I feel so involved.
This is Lee. We would like to remind you that this podcast is sponsored by our Facebook and Instagram. If you like what you hear, please like it and subscribe. Thank you. Once again, this is Lee. Cheers.
Oh, man. So, I'm going to get into the next segment here.
Yeah.
And this is a new segment. Good. Another one.
Another one.
And we want to keep it fresh. So, yeah. This one's called Awkward Situations. So as human beings, we all have those kind of situations or circumstances we come into where it's kind of awkward. You don't really know how to react. You don't really know what to say. Yeah. And we want to just bring light to some of the ones we've had. And hopefully it resonates with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty funny.
Yeah.
So we each have one.
Okay.
Lee's going to go first.
Oh, okay. That was okay, yeah. I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Awkward situation. When you don't remember the person's name.
Oh.
You recognize a face. You just don't remember the person's name.
That's a tough one.
So what do you do? My personal policy is use words that don't need a name. Yo, dude, man, that's crazy. Oh, man, I hear you, man. Yeah. Oh, shoot. Avoid the name completely. Avoid it completely. You never need to know someone's name.
You don't, technically.
Yeah. Yeah, you just look at them and it's like, yeah, man, oh, that's rough.
What's up?
Yeah, what's
up? You
don't
need to say anything.
You're done. That's it. Ways to figure out the name? Have a friend. Just like introduce a new friend and be like, yo, hey, this is my friend. And pretend like you forgot to say their name. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Once they say it, I'm like, I'm sorry, John. I just completely forgot. You just got to keep it simple. Don't overreact. Be chill. Very easy.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That definitely can get awkward.
Yeah.
I got one. I think it's definitely a super awkward one, too. Say you're in an elevator.
Okay.
You're in there. You just want to go down.
Yeah.
And you hear footsteps approaching the elevator after you click the button.
Okay.
My reaction, for some reason, is often to click the close button. I don't know what it is. It just feels a little awkward. It's just like if I'm the only one in there. Right now, and I hear someone coming. Sometimes I'll start hitting close, and then it's always awkward when they do make it. It's just like, oh, good thing you're in. Like you're trying to like make it look like you were trying to help, and then they come in and you're just and like you're sitting there and you're kind of just like, oh, I wonder if they think I thought I was trying to close it.
They come in and they see the close button lit up, and it's just you.
That's always really awkward, and I don't know, people. Maybe I should not do that. But I'm sure other people do that where you just kind of, I don't know, just talking about being in the elevator with one other person.
I'm
just hitting the close and I'm trying to make it look like I'm like smooth.
No, I do that. And like they'll be running, you'll see them and you'll make eye contact and you're just like, I'm hitting the open door. It's not opening, but you're hitting the closed door. And the door closes and you're like, sorry.
Yeah. Make it look like you're clicking something. I always recommend not to do that though if you're only going a few flights. A few levels because a person might run down the stairs and get you. But if you're going from like the 13th floor to the first floor, you're good to go. They ain't going to run down that fast. But if you're only going two levels, you should be careful. Don't use that strategy.
Yeah. Make sure there's other people there so there's deniability.
Yeah.
Look around. Evidence. If they all look like they're willing to like let this person not make it, then just be cool about it.
You need those witnesses.
Yeah.
All right, so moving to the next segment, another new segment.
Every single week, another new segment.
Yeah, well, at some point, we're going to stop them and just go through rotating, but we want to just get a good foundation to go through for now.
Yeah, okay.
And this one's called Bucket List.
Oh, okay.
So different things that we want to do in our lives that it can be kind of random, but things we want to get done, accomplish in our life, okay?
Oh, okay.
So I'll go first this time.
Yeah.
So my bucket list, something that's on there that's kind of obscure, is... I've always wanted to go into a park at night when it's snowing and be under a lamp. Or like see the lamp while it's snowing. There's actually snow falling.
Just
and there's snow on the ground. Yeah, I just want to see the scene. There's just something about that that seems so peaceful and picturesque. And I haven't done it yet. But like I said, there's certain requirements. There needs to be snow on the ground already.
Okay.
Like a good 5 inches, 10 centimeters kind of thing.
Okay.
The snow needs to be falling at a decent pace. Not okay. too small.
And not too big.
I don't want it to be a blizzard. I want to just be standing there and watching kind of the whole scene unfold. That's something I just always have wanted to do. And I think it came from that like thing came from Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh,
I always
okay.
remembered when they first go through the wardrobe.
Wardrobe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay.
When they first go through there, there's like that goat thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's standing there and there's a lamp. And it's described very well by C.S. Lewis.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to kind of do that myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seemed really nice. I was hoping to make fun of you for the whole thing, but then I was just like, oh, okay. I couldn't say anything. It sounds like a good thing to do. I was going to make fun of you trying to sneak into the park at night. I was just like, that's illegal, man. After dusk, you got to get out of there. But clearly, yeah, no, that's a good bucket list.
So instead of rambling, and why don't you stop that verbal diarrhea and tell us what yours is?
I see. I'm sorry. But I really like... No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. Someone get this guy some Pepto Bismol, because there's a lot of verbal diarrhea coming out of there.
Please do, if Pepto Bismol would like... No, I'm kidding. Okay. The thing I want to do is run with the bulls.
Like in Spain?
In Spain, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's something fun... Okay, let me rephrase that. I think it's something cool to watch, but that being said... I hope I'm not one of the people that the bull actually catches.
Well, I think that's pretty dangerous.
I know. Yeah, but like that's what a bucket list is for, right? It's things that you want to do that's kind of like not in your everyday surroundings.
But like, I don't even get why people do that. Like, why would you want to run with a bull? If that bull gets that horn in some places where it shouldn't be, you're like, you're basically destroyed for life.
Well, fair point.
And it's funny, whenever I see the videos, people kind of stand right on the sides, because the bulls never go on the sides.
Yeah.
They always go right down the middle.
They go straight down the middle, right?
That's an interesting one.
See, like, there's always people that outnumbers the bull, right?
Yeah.
So your
yeah.
odds of getting, like, getting, like, nailed by a bull.
Push someone else into the bull.
Yeah, it's the same policy as, like, if you're running away from the bear.
Yeah.
It's not how fast you run or how fit you are. It's how fast you could trip the guy beside you.
Yeah, as long as you knock them down and push them into the thing, you're good to go.
Yeah, unless those bears don't attack dead bodies. Then they're like fake bodies that's laying on the ground.
Unless
like,
they're only after you.
Yeah, unless
I deserve it.
You've like pissed them off to the point where they're like, hey, it's you I'm after. But I'm not going to be pissing off the bulls. I'm just running, right?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let us know what's on your bucket list.
Yeah.
That's a little quirky. Because I think that's interesting.
Yeah. Because, like, bucket lists are important, right? Things you want to do, but you can't.
Well, you can do that. We're going to do both of those things we just described. And I'm going to react to Lee here running with the bulls.
I'm going to react to Baller here standing under a pole when it's snowing.
Yeah. We're going to post those reaction videos up on YouTube,
yeah.
people.
Yeah, hands down. I'll just be like, oh, no, he did. Oh, he's doing it.
Oh, he's standing there.
Oh, did you see that snow? Did you see that snow
that
right
flake
there?
Almost
that
hit him.
That flake. Oh, that dodge, though. That two-step.
And then for Lee's hair, I'll be like, Oh, he pushed that guy right into the bull. Oh, now he's sitting in the corner. Oh, Lee.
It's going to be 5 minutes of me pushing people to the ground so I don't get injured by the bull.
And then we'll have an audience going, Lee. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll do that too.
Yeah.
Now, this is a promise that you guys can all make sure I keep, but this is the last new segment we're going to have for a few weeks.
Oh.
We'll just keep rotating through these after, all right?
Yeah.
This one's called First World Problems.
Okay.
So things that aren't really huge issues.
Yeah.
It's only something you would really think about.
Here. Yeah.
And yeah, so that's what the segment is.
Yeah.
So these are issues that aren't really issues.
Yeah.
But could be called issues. Catch my drift.
So essentially we're being like babies.
We're being petty.
Yeah, petty.
We're being petty. That's the word.
Yeah, okay.
So go ahead, Lee. Tell us what your first world problem is.
My first world problem, or the petty train, is lining up and budging and queuing. Just the idea of someone like budging in front of you.
Like, we're all going to get what we want. Like, there's a lineup. Everyone's going to get it. But I just get so peeved when someone walks in front of
me. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And it's not like always like that. If one person goes in front, yeah, you get annoyed and you're like, hey, back off, and they'll leave. It's when they bring in like a big group.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I'm holding this spot for my family at 85.
Yeah. It's like, get out of here.
I know like we're all going to get in, but like make sure you're all there before you budge.
It's not like it's one of those things where it's not like I'm hoping something bad happens to you, but if you're going to do that kind of stuff, like, karma's going to get you.
Yeah, karma's going to get you
real good. Don't be a budger.
Just don't.
There's no place in this earth for budgers.
Yeah,
so don't
just wait in the back of the line.
Stay organized.
Yeah, just accept it for what it is.
One time I hope those people budge in front of the wrong person. It's not going to be me, but someone else.
Not me either, but like, you
someone
know,
that doesn't take that stuff.
Someone's going to be like, hey, I'll show you how to budge and just walk in front of them. No. How about yours?
My first world problem.
First world problem.
No. First world problem is being tall.
You're kidding,
right? Yeah, I'm 6'3", and it's tough. It's tough out there sometimes.
Oh, places must be aren't so built. Tough to reach the top cabin.
No,
of everything.
Places aren't built for people this tall. Like sometimes I'll be on the bus, and I think people are looking at me. Like they're like, "Why are they looking at my head?" But then I realize it's because my head is right beside the thing that the shows you the stops, oh. Where the stops are, the map for the buses. And I'm just like, and then I'll like be like, "What are they doing?" And I'm like, "Oh, they're looking at the thing behind me." It's just things like that. Just little things that just bother me. And it's tough. Sometimes I'll be like looking at like sizes for pants or something. Sometimes things just don't fit right. It's like they're just not long enough or stuff like that. It's hard. It can be difficult.
God. I'm so sorry for your pain and suffering.
Like when you're on like in cars. Like, sometimes for a four-door car, like, sedan is just not big enough. The legroom is such an issue.
So I drive a Ford Focus, and Baller's been in the passenger seat before, and it is the funniest thing you've ever seen. He's pushed the passenger chair as far back as possible. His knees still bent up.
Yeah, sometimes it's like my knees are basically in my head. It's just not good.
It looks like he's coming out of a clown car.
Yeah, it's like, do I need my knees and my esophagus? No.
No.
No, well, I don't.
Maybe your esophagus, but not your knees.
It's just, I don't know, people. So if you could find a way to solve that issue, make a city just for taller people, I'd appreciate it. And basements sometimes are like 7 feet tall, which is obviously taller than I am, but sometimes those doorways, I gotta duck a little.
Lose your head. It's just like if you're running, careful for those sides, right?
Put a warning sign at least.
Yeah. Oh, low ceiling. Watch out. It's 7 feet above.
All right. So that brings us to the end of another episode on the podcast. Thanks for joining us. Make sure you leave a review. Even if you don't want to write anything, just drop 5 stars because we hope that's how you feel. Yeah. And make sure to check out our Instagram page. Give it a like or a follow, I guess. It's Instagram, not Facebook. There's a lot of good stuff on there. And make sure to tell other people to listen. We could obviously use more listeners all the time. Yep. That's always an important thing. So yeah, tell people and recommend it. And thanks again for listening. We appreciate it. So go be awesome. I'm Baller. This is Lee.
Peace.
And we'll see you next week.